It's time now for How You Built That. And today's story comes from Marin County, California. And it actually starts more than 120 years ago.
Yeah, my great-grandfather immigrated from Italy in 1897, and we have been farming or ranching here since then.
That's Lauren Pancha from Tomales, California, where he runs Stemple Creek Cattle Ranch.
Oh, yeah, you can see cows all over our ranch. We have a few with white faces or speckled faces, but most of them are all black.
All black Angus beef cattle, the same kind his parents raised when Lauren was growing up. And even though he loved the ranch, he eventually moved to Sacramento to work in pharmaceutical sales. But about 13 years ago, Lauren realized he wanted to get back to those cows in Marin.
I felt like it's either now or never. I'm 30. You know, it's totally okay if we try and fail. But if I don't even try, I'm not going to be fulfilled as a person.
So Lauren talked about it with his wife, Lisa.
I mean, I knew, obviously, since I met him, how passionate Lauren was about agriculture. And I was up for the adventure.
So Lisa quit a good-paying job at a law firm, and they moved back to Marin to join Lauren's parents on the ranch.
But we were still ranching the way that my great-grandfather had ranched at the time. And we needed to change some things up and actually make it a profitable business. Otherwise, we weren't going to be able to survive.
And we essentially asked Lauren's parents if we could take over the running of the ranch. Thankfully, they had the vision and they were brave enough to say okay.
So Lisa and Lauren started to make some changes. For starters, they no longer wanted to auction off their cattle to a feedlot. They wanted to raise them until they were slaughtered and then sell the beef directly to customers. And because they saw that more people were demanding healthier food, they decided to raise the cows organically on grass instead of grain. But all of that took a lot of time and a lot of money.
We invested a lot of our, you know, personal assets in the business. Like, we didn't have an investor. We didn't have, you know, seed money. We were the seed.
I remember having this conversation with Lisa multiple times and Lisa saying, well, when are we actually going to pay ourselves to do this?
Both Lauren and Lisa kept day jobs that paid the bills while they certified the pasture and the cattle.
There was many people in our lives that just thought we were completely insane because we had two children during these years. And we were running around, you know, 7 days a week juggling all of these balls.
It took them 3 years to fully convert to being an organic ranch and to build up a base of customers, first at farmers markets, then at local stores, and they kept working on different ways to go easier on the environment. In fact, they've become one of the first farms in the U.S. to actually measure their carbon levels. And now, they're not only carbon neutral, they are actually what's known as carbon positive.
Managing the operation and the property the way that we do, applying compost and rotational grazing, we're actually sequestering more carbon than we're emitting. It's just incredible.
Anyway, a few years ago, Lauren was able to quit his day job in sales to work full-time on the ranch. Now, while profit margins in ranching are slim, their gross revenue this year is over $3 million, which comes from meat sales, plus tours, events, and an Airbnb, all on the ranch, started by his great-grandfather.
I think my parents are like totally proud to see us back and our business thriving, and they're always talking about us, and they're always they're our biggest fans.
The business is called Stemple Creek Ranch, and if you want to find out more about it or hear previous episodes of this show, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.